You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
We've had a it's like sliding doors, or when the music stops, sit, grab a seat. We've got the four-time world and universal aerobics champion in the house.
Howdy, Roddy.
Susan Stanley,
Olympian,
Olympian, everything. She is a star,
and your bodybuilder, bodybuilder.
It's not a bodybuilder.
It has a world title in bodybuilding. She's the only lady, lady in the Hall of, what is it, the Hall of Fame or something in sport that has four different achievements in top quality.
And when Phoebe sparks up, when we think we're going to speak to Don, Dr. Ben Fordham, MD,
yes,
managing Don, MD, you spark up when you think.
Of course I do. She's a lovely lady.
A lovely lady. Yes. Yeah, she's a,
Is that why Fee's not here?
Fee's upstairs speaking to those upstairs who keep telling us how to run the podcast. the other shout out we didn't give, I don't know, now you know Percy from down the coast?
Oh, the surfer?
The surfer.
What size board do you think that Percy would ride?
A big board, because he's a big lad, big ungainly lad.
Do you think
lad.
It'd be a plank?
It'd be
a bloody big plank.
It's remember,
16 footer.
You remember the boards where you used to have a cork in them? And they used to fill up with water. And
you had to have a three stringer. I got a three stringer George Rice.
Well,
what did you ride?
Someone's. Clem Bell.
Well, they came from down there.
That's right. Well,
mine came from Heidelberg.
People tell us that they see Percy out there of a crisp autumn morning
out the back.
Out the back, out the, where the
what would he be doing?
Where the bomboras are.
What would he be doing out the back?
Well, he lies on it and he paddles savagely, and then on his feet over the years.
He'd have to watch himself, wouldn't
he? He's got balance back in his gait now. He's got a nice balance, and he rides that 16-footer in with the cork up the front and the swirl of surf behind him. He's a star. I'm not sure. And then and the wind goes through his tresses. And
he'd be a shark bait, though, wouldn't he? He'd look like a big walrus.
He does look like a walrus, to be honest.
Has he still got that moustache, or did he?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen him. I've just get reports.
Didn't he have a Zapata moustache?
Well, don't overdo it, Don. I don't know. I think that he... Oh. You continue this. I'm going to speak. You continue. This is a man.
No. Don't. Hey, listen. We were in the middle of a podcast.
No, he does that. That's what he does now.
He is obsessed. He really does suffer from Asperger's disease. And he's trying to find out some history on Peter Jess.
When he comes back, he'll just run us all down, say we're talking rubbish and
I don't want to get sued. I'm worried about being sued again. I haven't got that much money. And I think he's going to take us down that path.
Well, you just only have to pack up your horses and go north.
Jeez, I'll be droving cattle on the back roads of Queensland. Might be a good life, actually.
It wouldn't be bad, would it? I reckon that'd be fun.
Yeah, I'd be. You're back. Thank you very much for interrupting the podcast.
I'll tell you why I had to just withdraw. I said that Peter Jess.
Now, hang on.
I'm having it confirmed what I was said to you off air.
Yes.
And when it's confirmed. This is a man who he said he will find it and ring me back. And
okay.
We're not going to say it
right.
until right. I get it
I
confirmed.
I think we just dropped this subject.
All right. Well, then, anyhow, just while we're on Peter Jess.
Jeez, that's relief.
Peter Jess.
I'll be able to sleep for a week.
While we're on Peter Jess.
The next week will be hell.
While we're on Peter Jess, he's ringing round. He's ringing round people asking, have they suffered... what's it called, Don?
CTE.
CTE, concussion since they were finished playing football, and he's ringing around and trying to get them to join his class action. And I'm saying,
isn't your friend trying to sell a machine to measure that?
Ricky?
Yes.
Yes, and Sue is the importer. Are you not the importer of those?
Yes.
Please, before I discredit anyone else or say anything, tell Don what Ricky's doing with the machines.
Well, with the concussion, you can't change the past. You can only save the future. So
Hang on. You can't change the past. No, that's fair enough.
Yeah, so the past is the past, but yeah, this machine that we have in here is something that can be used to save the people in the future.
How?
So it's eye tracking. It's called eye tracking through pupil, through the eyes, because the eyes are the window to the soul and to the brain. And
You can sell, Susie.
No, but it's a test that you can do, and this is probably one of the best machines on the market at the moment. It's got 110,000 data points that it collects in the 3 minutes, so it gets a really good picture, a snapshot of the brain. Unlike some of the other devices that are out there that are a lot cheaper, I get that, but... and they're only, I think they're 10,000 data points that they're collecting. So this is a serious machine. So you could actually test someone through their lifespan of on the field, off the field, when they're playing their football career, when they started to when they finished. And then you could have a measurement. And then hypothetically, if you had someone who finished AFL football and they scored a score, whatever their score is, and then in 10 years' time, 20 years' time, that they claim that got CTE... then what was their score when they left football? Because that would be the health of the brain.
It's the snapshot at the top.
It is a snapshot. And that would be good for either, it's good for the player, AFL. But also good for the AFL. It's good for the insurance companies as well. It's just a validation.
Yeah, but this CTE, nobody really knows how it's caused. It could be natural deterioration of the brain.
Correct, absolutely. So what is... But when you finish football, you would know the state or health of your brain. And if it deteriorates at a different level... that's through age or whatever, then are you at right to sue a company or an organisation? And then there's other factors. There's environment factors. There's alcohol. There's drugs.
Exactly.
There's whether you went and with your horses, and then you've got horses, you knock your head on something, or you fall over just playing with your kids. So other of these factors do come in play. And how can you validate that? That's going to be the really interesting part on the lawsuit of what there is, because it's just such an unknown area, and that's the past. That's I don't really have that experience here, but. If I've got a machine that's going to save the future, well, wouldn't you?
But what is it? How's it going to save the future?
Well, it's going to. Everyone recovers from concussion at a different rate, but how do you measure that? Right. So, if you have a concussion, and Ivan has a concussion, and Sam has a concussion, you may have a different level of concussion.
Exactly, I understand all that. Yep.
You may score a score of 11. You may score a 15, and he may have 18. At 18, I'd be probably rushing him to hospital and getting, he may have a hematoma or a brain bleed. So it gives you that validation there. But then how quickly in your return back to normal is different as well. Ivan, different, you're different, Sam's different, everyone is going to be different. Some may recover in the 2 week plan, some may be 4 to 6 weeks. But this will, you'll be able to monitor them because it's something that's non-invasive. So you can do every day if you chose to do it and see how quickly they come back to their normal state of brain.
I just think with all of these sports that are dangerous, caveat emptor or something, let the buyer beware.
Caveat emptor.
Caveat, is it?
Yep. Caveat emptor, Don. Now, apropos to the discussion we had off air, my contact has furnished
He's on a mission. He's on a mission.
He's not bad. He's on a mission. He really does suffer. You can get treatment.
You disbelieve me. Disbelieve me.
No, you can have treatment.
Is this herself coming down?
This is her ladyship.
Good. Well, I want to, she can listen to this. Right. So this is what we were talking about. I was talking about, sir, Peter Jess being discredited and being a discredited AFL operative. Phoebe said, well, are you sure that's right? Carlton secretly paid player Greg Williams $200,000 by funneling money through a construction company to beat... The phone rang then. God
well,
almighty.
Well, you should have answered it. Why well, would you...
What's different?
Gee, well, exactly. Thank you. Okay. Gee, that's very good.
You wait till I tell you who it was. You wouldn't want me to answer it. It's someone that you used to go out with.
Oh. Can we play charades now?
What? Talking to you're back on. You're in the book. Good book.
Yeah, I'm on the good books with her, but you're not. And I didn't want to carry on a conversation with you just an arm's length away from me. Carlton secretly paid player Greg Williams $200,000 by funneling money through a construction company to beat the AFL salary cap, according to a report yesterday. The payments were made between 93 and 95 and were authorised by Carlton Chiefs Ian Collins and James Sutherland as ground maintenance, although no work was actually done. Wait for this. The company used to conceal the payments was Amigo Constructions Proprietary Limited, which had Victorian Sports Minister Justin Madden on the board as a director. Documents relating to the scheme outline the arrangements was the brainchild of Collins and Williams manager Peter Jess, who was also a director of Amigo Constructions. So
what?
So they were involved in rorting the salary cap by paying underhand payments through a third agency.
Didn't you have a company when you played?
To Greg Williams. What?
Didn't you have a company when you played?
What's that got to do with that?
Well, we all did it. That's nothing new.
He was discredited by running two sets of books through a bogus or not a bogus.
Well, Carlton were.
Would you like me to read it out again? No. You wouldn't like me to read it again. No, he was part of the scheme, which means he's
only one of four.
One of four what?
Involved in the scheme. The player, the agent, and the two people.
That's right.
The
so they're all culpable. So, they're all. Yeah. That's what I said. He's discredited. Oh, that's what I said. Geez, he's a discredited player agent.
Well, he's still a player agent, so.
What is wrong with you,
Nothing's wrong with me. You've just got a bone and you're chasing it.
No, I spoke to you and I said I was going to mention about Dermot Brereton being rung up by Peter Jess.
Well, get onto that.
And I said he was a discredited AFL operative. Oh. And you said, no, he wasn't. I'm just pointing out that he was. That's all. It's got nothing to do with
anyway,
I have a company
Dermot.
Or not.
Get on to Dermot.
Well, what do you mean? I just told you Dermot was rung up by Peter Jess trying to co-opt him onto his class action.
I think
that's all I was saying.
A number of players would be canvassed to do it as well. The interesting thing, why don't they go back into the 70s and 80s and see how those blokes are getting on?
That has got nothing to do with that. I was just saying who he was rung up by. That was all I was saying. So the AFL... Do you realise that they are now on a bent to try and stop umpires bouncing the ball? Have you found that?
No, they've been throwing it up, Johnny, for a couple of years.
Do you understand why?
They said it was something to do with their back.
That's right.
Now, I don't think a lot of them can actually bounce the ball, and I did see a lady umpiring or officiating. I wonder whether she's got the technique to get the ball
or the
up
strength.
Pretty high. High.
Or the strength.
Yes.
Mm. So we have devalued and dismantled the game
It's not what it used to be, is it?
We've dismantled and devalued the game, what it used to be, from field umpires, men and women, but men, not being able to bounce the ball in case they put their back out. Instead of going on with all the inclusion, diversity and equity that the league carry on with, how about they develop umpires and recruit people who go to back clinics and strengthen their back so they're able to umpire properly as to how it was ever written down and instituted in the first place. Bounce the ball up.
Not one old
You wait
umpire.
Till the boundary umpires get on this and they'll say, oh, it puts your shoulder out throwing the ball in. We'll have mechanical robots throwing the ball in shortly.
Now, listen, last Wednesday night I went and watched netball being played at Oakley. And I'm going to make a huge statement here. The most graceful athletes are well-coordinated females. When they
ladies?
Play, yes, it's ladies, females. When they play a particular sport, I evidence that by the netball that I saw. the other night, and also golf. Now, you're into golf, and those ladies, when they swing, hit the ball, are much better. Men use strength. Women are so much better. The top ones are so much better coordinated and look so much better than what a male athlete does.
How come, Don, I can be such a close confidant of yours over 50-odd years and still find that you speak absolute shit at every given opportunity that we have a conversation? That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Men are graceful, they're stronger, and they hit the ball.
Men are not graceful, it's strength based on strength.
Because they're stronger and they hit the ball harder and faster and longer.
I'm just talking about the aesthetics of a particular thing.
Only because you like the woman's form and the way they're graceful. That's fair enough, but men are absolutely fantastic, the men pros, at playing golf. They swing gracefully, they string...
The women play in golf... The women play them on a break, Johnny, and I'm not into golf.
Well, they play them on a break, so all right.
As far as technique or
no, that's
grace
absolute
or
nonsense. The men's technique is absolutely magnificent, but the women look good because they don't swing the club as hard, and they don't. They're not as powerful. If you put a woman up against a man in a golf tournament and a man would beat the woman, that's
I'm
like
not saying they don't. I'm talking about aesthetically pleasing how they look.
I know that's what you said, but then you downgraded the men saying that they're not graceful and they don't have
they
as
are.
Good a technique. They have...
Gymnastics. The well, men You
on,
watch the men
aerobics.
And all they do is strength.
Just a
whereas
minute.
Whereas the ladies look graceful and...
That, just a minute, Don. We're talking about golf. I'll concede about the athletics. I'll concede about anything you like. I'm saying don't say the men
and I'll stick
don't
to golf
have a
too.
Good technique. What?
I'll say it about golf as well.
That the men don't have a good technique.
No, not the same as women. Oh,
Jesus.
Next topic.
Well, the Masters is starting on Thursday.
Yeah, and why are the LIV players allowed to play in that? I thought they were isolated.
The Masters is starting on Thursday, Don.
I said the LIV players.
Well, I'll just let me... I'm happy to answer that question. Let me just make the point I was... The Masters is starting on Thursday.
Jesus, why don't you Asperger's? Why don't you get it treated?
What was the other thing I was? Mick Gatto is sometimes gets a bit of a rough ride. The infamous Mick Gatto, because we had him on the podcast, Don, and he is the only man I know that has ever shot a man with a handgun at the back of a cafe and got acquitted for that, and rightly so, because the man was trying to kill him. But Mick Gatto gets a rough, some rough press at times. But he had a soiree, an autism, what was it, Phoebe? A fundraiser for autism. What?
He has a charity.
He
supports the
raising
funds.
Phoebe is off mic. I'm just parroting what she says. An autism charity, and he raised. He had it out at. Where did he have it, Phoebe? Because you were asked to go, as I was. Essendon Fields. Lindsay Fox is Essendon Fields, and he raised his. Charity raised on over $2 million in one night.
Jesus.
Which is...
Don't blaspheme either.
Which is extraordinary. And and if you're going to just speak sometimes ill of Mick, how about giving him some credit for putting something
there?
Back? What?
Were you there?
Well, I was asked to go.
Asked.
Do you know who I was asked to go with?
No.
Young Phoebe here.
But you took young Phoebe to Nebo, and you spent as much money at Nebo as what you could have done out at Essendon Fields.
It was Nobu, not Nebo.
Nobu. What is it called?
Listen,
well, that's a Nobu. Very smart restaurant.
Listen, and, bonehead.
And he would have picked up the tab, and he could have actually put that to a worthy cause.
Well, you
see,
hang on. Phoebe's not on mic here, so.
Don,
what did you do for me?
You're unusually off the planet today, Don. You said I could have been there. Why didn't you go? And then I said, well, Phoebe, I was meant to go with Phoebe. And then you got off on a tangent and started talking crap to her. And I'm just saying to you, I couldn't go, but I gave Mick an auction item. So he auctioned it and made a reasonable amount of money. We were part of the money-making charity that he did. Yes. And I included you in it. I said, you and me will take a group of 20 people out on my boat.
Am I going on your boat?
You are.
Bullshit, I'm going on your boat.
Well, thank Mick. There you are. I'm sorry. You're going to have to give the money back to the man who bought the auction because Don's now reneged. Don's just reneged. No, so he had four marks to Mick, over $2 million he raised.
How much did he get for the auction on the boat?
I know how much, but I'm not sure that I should say.
Why?
Because it was a substantial amount of money.
Geez, you still value.
You're
current.
Right.
You're very current.
So, speaking of money, did you know? Speaking of money, I hope someone sues the ANZ Bank. Do you know they're not handling cash over the counter at some branches anymore? Cash. You can't go and get cash from the bank. Legal tender it is in this country, and they're not dispensing cash. You can't use cash if you walk into the bank. How does that work? The Australia and New Zealand Bank. And why would anyone be a member of the bank? Please close your accounts and move on to another bank.
It costs some money to handle cash these days.
What do you mean?
Well, you look at all the ATMs they're getting rid of. If they've got about $80,000 in an ATM, that's how much they carry. You've got about 400 or 500 ATMs. They're not making any money at all.
I use cash. Do you use
you
cash?
You guys are the only ones that use cash.
You use cash?
No.
Sue?
And Sue.
Cash, Sue. Fiona, cash?
Well, what's the point?
I'm just wondering. I still use cash, I think.
The point is...
everything with cash.
Because it's legal tender and it's...
Ivan says no and...
They are trying to ease away, but for the profit's sake. But if you go into the bank, not at ATM, if you just go into the bank, they won't handle cash over the counter. You can't go and pay in your week's takings in cash. That's what it means, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, you're spot on.
How does that work, Don? Do you ever think about things that are going on in the community besides your bloody horses? And Solvol, you couldn't find Solvol.
I know. We're
off to Bunnings.
Bloody
next.
Porridge has gone up.
It's extraordinary. A stupid man. You are a serious. Then he said the Woman's Weekly comes out on a weekly basis. It used to. You're telling us things. You're speaking shit, Don. You've got the Caliche virus down there. It's rabbits, isn't it? Or horse flu or something you've got. Have you got any topics at all down there? Have you got any topics? So,
we're lost.
I am absolutely lost here. I had some other things here. Go on, Don, please. Take up the slack.
About shout-outs? We haven't done shout-outs.
Yes,
Ben's not a...
Stupid man. We did all the shout-outs. I read them out.
Well, Jim, I'd like to give one to Jim from Polly 4x4. He's an avid listener. I ran across Jim and his son John operate a business out in Huntingdale. So if you ever want cheaper Jeep parts or Chrysler parts, just have a look on the web for Polly 4x4. So he's an avid listener and has been for years, Jim. He tells me things that happened years ago that we mentioned on the podcast. So that's great.
More information coming in about Mr. Jess, but I'm not going to read it out. It's true, but I'm not reading it out because...
So you didn't happen to watch any football... Seriously, did you watch any football on the weekend?
None.
Well, you know how... A boy from North Melbourne, I don't know his name, but I know he ran into a Hawthorn player called Will Day. Will Day had no awareness of what was around him, and these players are being cited for concussion. Now, we were taught how to shirt front when I played, and it was a little man's skill against a big man's brute strength, And the crowd would cheer when the little man made a fool of the big man, and they'd boo when the big man used his strength on the little man. Now, we were aware of what was going on around the ground, and there weren't as many of these collisions that are happening now. I don't think these players are taught awareness, especially at a younger age, because Will Day was as open as a garden gate. He went where you shouldn't have gone, and the North Melbourne man was committed. Why? Why is this happening?
Why is it so? As Professor...
Aren't they being taught properly when they're young?
Sumner Miller would say, why is it so? How come? Yeah, no, you're quite right, Don. And would you like a Daisy Pierce update? Daisy Pierce? You know Daisy Pierce? She's an assistant coach at the Geelong Football Club, who are yet to get a win onto the board there. Isn't that extraordinary? They won the premiership last year and they're last at the minute.
Is someone missing from the team maybe?
No, it's a great... I've got a theory. So it's a great psychological effort to get up, and then you have a real letdown the following year. The good teams can come back who, you know, if you've got a lot of ability, but obviously those guys did it just on the mental capacity. It was more mental than physical.
So I think I don't know this, but Daisy Pierce is going to be asked to either remove herself from the training staff at Geelong or remove herself from the on-ground commentary at Channel 7, one or the other. I think one of them's going to bite the dust on because no clubs will allow her into the rooms because they think
I just heard of one or two. Is now can't what?
Well, we've played three games, haven't we? Four games. Richmond don't let her in. I don't think Brisbane let her in. I'm told that it's a conflict of interest.
It is.
Well, then she's going to have to decide. What do you think? Geelong would let her go or Seven would let her go?
I'd like to know why she's at Geelong. I wouldn't mind betting that the AFL got something to do there because they'd like...
Inclusion.
No. Diversity. An education process for their AFW team. She'd probably go and coach one of those, I should imagine.
But why would she be with the men's side then?
Well, she might be learning coaching from the men. The lady at Hawthorn, Beck Goddard, sits in the
box
with Sam.
Who said she didn't want to call Hawthorn the family club.
Exactly. Exactly. Apparently family's got a different context in 2023, has it?
The nuclear family is no longer, Don.
What's nuclear? What do you mean?
Nuclear? What is nuclear? How did you say
What do you
it?
Mean? What type of family is that?
What is nuclear?
Come on.
Nuclear family is the man and the woman and the man and a woman, you know, married, not
Come on, keep going. Don't Joyce.
It's man and a woman.
So what
and
is family?
And a couple of kids. That's the nuclear family.
Okay, well, what's family mean nowadays?
Well, family could mean... non-binary people get married and they adopt
dogs and cats.
Dogs, yeah.
What?
You know what it means, Don.
I'm not. I wouldn't ask you.
Well, the only people who procreate is a man and a woman. When a man injects a woman with semen, she has a baby. If you've got two binary people, man and a man, a woman and a woman, the nuclear family ceases to be, Don, if I have to spell that out any harder for you. Or any more pertinently for you? Do you understand
He's
that?
He's thinking.
The world will not be, which mightn't be a bad thing, but the population will go down if you don't have a man and a woman getting together and exercising the option, Don, because that's the end of it. Unless, of course, you donate your sperm to a sperm bank.
We just had something from upstairs.
Well, if you go,
no, we've got to move on. We've got to move on. Yes, from upstairs.
Right, moving along.
Mick Christian says that David Clements from Victor Harbour in South Australia. He wants one of the signed caps, the $69 signed caps Yes,
we mentioned that half an hour ago and he's already on the phone.
He's taken pre-orders because we mentioned it the week before, Don. Pre-orders.
Your 17's bigger than my 23 too.
What?
Your 17 is bigger than my 23.
It's exactly the same size.
It's not. You've had something to do with this.
Seriously. Okay, so Phoebe, anything? Sue, what are your recollections of anything going on in the community? Don's given. Don has gone through a whole two episodes without adding one topic to chat about. He said he couldn't find Solvol down. Solvol, do you know what Solvol is?
Yeah, the soap.
This was his main topic. He said, I'll tell you something. I can't find Solvol. That was his only topic he bought today. His only fucking topic.
Haven't you been to Bunnings yet, mate?
Jesus. No, it's a supermarket you buy your Solvol.
That's a stupid market.
I'm just reading out this text, which I've just received. He says here...
Who's it from? Tell me your source.
That's a very good question. Oh, I tell you who it's by.
Yes.
It's by The Death by Comfort. Who is that? That's
Death by a Thousand Lashes.
No, that's Dr. Paul Taylor, wasn't it? Professor Paul Taylor? Maybe it wasn't. Anyhow, this person texts and says, you might want to pause the recording. Trump is venting on everyone.
Oh, please.
I'm just reading it out, Don. Trump is venting on everyone, hasn't missed anyone yet.
This was another management decision from upstairs. No more Trump, Phoebe.
Something's happened with Stormy Daniels. She's been fined. She has pay back.
Does she?
Yep. Yep.
She's been fined. Ah, it's fantastic. Yep. I was just reading out a text we got, Don. Now, did we mention, let me show you this.
Are you on your painkillers today?
No, I'm on.
You're in a good mood.
I just got this. I was out of the marijuana.
We're not allowed to mention that either. I told you, that's number one. Do not mention medical marijuana. This is from upstairs. This is what they said.
I would be mentioning it if I was you, Don. If you know what's good for you, I would be mentioning the marijuana oil. Mainly because it's very, very good for your health. And I have noticed that my fingers
Fiona's face, if you can't
tell. I noticed my fingers wouldn't shut because I was out of it. Now I've got a resupply of the marijuana oil. They are lubricated up. You can lube your fingers with other lubricants. But if you want to have internal lubricant, you take the marijuana oil. And I wouldn't take any notice of them upstairs, Don, if you know what's good for you. Because your wallet might be swelled up beautifully because you keep mentioning it.
Nothing better than a good lube, is it?
Nothing better than a good lube, inside and out. I can give you the lube for outside. We've got loads of it. We've got outers of it, tubes of it, but inside you can't squeeze the lube into your gut. You got to just go through
the mouth
and through the marijuana oil.
So is that the medicinal one?
And if you wanted
THC?
If you wanted to, Don, you could wash the marijuana oil down with Kate Saves Be Fit Food. And I would keep mentioning that if I was you, Don. Don't worry about what they say upstairs. So Kate Save has gone from strength to strength. She's in Chemist Warehouse. She personally isn't.
She saved me over the weekend because my car, I didn't have wheels, haven't had it for five. I won't say the other word, use the adjective. But if it wasn't for Kate Save, I'd be very, very hungry.
What's that got to do with your car?
Well, my car is not going and hasn't gone for about 4 or 5 days, and it's still in the mechanics.
Kate Saves Food?
Well, I lived on Kate Saves Food.
And what's that got to do with your car not running?
Because I couldn't get to the supermarket. Couldn't go out. I was
a
prisoner at home.
Housebound.
Yes.
I tell you,
it's hard talking to yourself too, I can tell you.
This has been a dog's breakfast today, seriously. Is there anything we've missed? Is there anything we've missed? Come on.
I'm looking forward to next week because this week the AFL Hawthorn's playing Geelong.
Yes.
What's you two are going head to head.
Sue?
No, we're not.
Yes, you are.
No,
yes.
we're old. We got nothing with Sue, no. No, he doesn't even know who wears number 17 at Geelong.
Do you know what round we're on?
No, I do not. No,
you got real shitty when he gave the number up and Stephen Reynoldson wore it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cracked the willies.
Oh, did he want?
That, of course, is just hyperbole. That is nonsense. I'm sorry, not hyperbole. That's an exaggeration, Don. That's what hyperbole means. But I knew, I could tell by that quizzical, stupid look on your face, you had no idea what that word meant. Now, Phoebe, just shout out from the back blocks, from the boondocks there. Anything else that we missed during the course of everything? These are the guests. These are the guests Phoebe has buttonholed at the Grand Prix.
I would
she
have
said
loved
we'll get
to
Larry been. Perkins, Abby Holmes. Did you?
Was Abby Holmes at the Grand Prix?
We've bumped into a few people and we've asked them if they would like to
come on, give us a yeah. list.
In, well, in the future.
Yeah. Mason Cox.
Yes, so we've bumped into basically anyone we spoke to, we asked.
Yeah, I would have asked Daniel Rioli had I recognised him first up. But I, when I recognised him, I got a lovely photo with him too.
And I saw a photograph of you. It's a pity you didn't make an effort to go to the Grand Prix.
Oh, let me tell you about this. So
a T-shirt with a sweater and a coat over the sports.
So Phoebe,
no. And he went to Nuba or whatever.
Wrong function.
What?
Wrong function. Phoebe picks me up on Sunday in the cab, the 1-3 cabs. We don't do Google, not Google, we don't do, what's it called?
Uber.
We don't do Uber. We love 1-3 cabs, except when they charge us $80 to go 2 miles, 2 kilometres. Anyhow, the 1-3 cabs picks me up and I get in the back.
What
and
was
she,
his name?
Hmm? What? What, Don? What did you say? I get in the back of the cab just when she picks me up from home on the way, and she gave me, like my mother, she said, she looked me up and down. I had my my slip-on shoes on. She said, is that denim? I said, no, it's not denim. You're not allowed to wear denim to the Grand Prix. Could you believe that? You're not allowed
to
wear denim.
Do you think she's a control freak?
And she said, that's got a bit of a nick in it, that top that you had on.
No, you look shit.
Oh, that'd be the fashion.
You look shit.
That's what I said, Ivan. Well done.
Thanks,
I said that's quite fashionable to have that little nick in your shirt there. Yeah. But I had an undershirt on as well. And then she went through me. Her hair wasn't done. She said, have you had a shave? I said, Jesus, how am I smelling? She said, no, you smell okay. So
he doesn't shower, you
I got
that.
A complete dressing down before we... and I said, well, how am I going? She said, all right, so...
How would you be married to her?
Hmm?
How would you be?
Thumb under, yeah, no. She walked, there was a million people there. She walked 2 paces ahead of me, didn't want to walk with me.
Oh, really?
Did. Yeah, and when she was there, she said hello to everyone that walked. She wouldn't introduce me to
that's
anyone.
That's not what you
she
do
was,
with a handbag.
It's a shame.
You always walk with your handbag. Oh.
Anyhow, it's no good.
Phoebe. And she left you standing like a shag on a rock while she went and entertained the network.
She's the best networker of all time.
And you were left there by yourself.
Well, I was...
Oh. Yeah. That is shocking.
Hello, here she comes. Here we go. Hello.
Oh, that is shocking.
When Pearl Harbor happened and they bombed it, the General Ikemoto, or whatever his name is, of Japan said, we've just awoken the sleeping giant.
Oh. So
I have been
Hirohito.
In the corner trying to actually get some work done and ignore what's been happening in this particular topic of this particular chapter this morning, but I can't sit by and allow these comments to go unchallenged. Sam, that is 100% wrong what you're saying.
You criticised my dress.
Well, I did actually. That is not wrong. That is
you
that is correct.
Married at first sight around the dinner table.
She just said,
to show you no, introduced me to.
She just said that was 100% wrong and just said what I said was correct.
The comments about me walking off and walking in front of you is not correct. At all, because you told me to walk in front of you. I had been wandering along behind, chatting to people, and then you turned around and said, walk in front of me.
Well, then I was quite correct. You did walk in front of me.
By your direction, not because I was huffing off and ignoring you.
Your lover's tiff. I don't want domestics.
I didn't want people to think you were just trailing after me. I wanted to follow you.
Oh, how... So I just want that to be clear, that I was not walking off and leaving you in my wake. And also I do need to acknowledge that I wasn't impressed with what you were wearing. I was very concerned about the T-shirt that you had on.
Did you think he might not get in?
I was worried that he might not get in. I was worried he might be a little underdressed.
He's a C-grade celebrity.
I felt that you could have done better with your shirt. That's what I would say. It was tatty.
Don, tell me, do you think that's Abby Holmes and me?
I think a nice jacket.
Be honest, Don. Do you think that's...
You look shit ass, Phoebe.
He should have worn a jacket.
That looks shit. That looks shit, doesn't it?
And look at the shirt. It's got a tatty collar on it.
Yes.
Tatty shoulders.
What's wrong with that?
Abby Holmes has made a real effort.
Abby's lovely. We love Abby.
Yes, and you've made no effort. So, what, did you send an email to Abby Holmes?
No, I know Abby, but we had a lovely chat with Abby and it was great to see her. But I'm just simply making the point that, Sam, really, the T-shirt.
So where should Sam go to get his makeover done?
Well, I just feel like Sam's probably got something in his
cupboard
that would have been perhaps a little bit, you know, more tailored.
Oh, bullshit.
A nice jacket will take you anywhere, Sam.
All right, Don. Well, look, well done, everyone.
How many other? You just went around having selfies, did you?
This was with Phoebe. Phoebe said, look, this is Daniel
Rioli. He has a phone full of photos.
He's got a phone full of
them? Yeah, a phone full of them.
Yeah.
Oh,
where's Larry Perkins? He's in
Larry Perkins. I spoke to Larry. Loved to come on, but he's up in his farm at the minute. So he's a star. So that's it, Don. So...
It's been a great day. You stay on your tablets because you're very pleasant to work with when you're on the pain.
What did you say? Did you contribute anything today, Ivan? What did you say besides hello, boss? And what else?
Goodbye, boss.
Yeah, right. And Don, nothing. Solvol and the Women's Weekly, if that is the best content that you can provide, I wouldn't ever worry about what I say. And $69 for signature hats from you and me. From Michael Christian Menswear.com.
I need three or four of them to go to Israel.
Here we go.